think of the name of that song, and I thought, well, I could just go ahead and have to trust the Lord with that, and he'd come out with it anyway. And so what a good job all the way around in that good singing. Take your Bible, if you will. We're going to be looking in the book of Romans. Let me get this button here turned on. I'm sorry. How about that? Romans in chapter number 8, if you find the place you're able to stand, then stand as we look there at a few passages. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject unto the law of God, and neither can indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. But as for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word, and how we do thank you and praise you, thou art God, beside thee there's none else. We pray that you'd speak to every heart that's here. Is there a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that's lost without Christ? May they come to know you in the free pardon of sin, and we'll thank you and praise you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I want to preach a sermon that entitled many years ago, called Converted and No Condemnation. Now, you know, there's been a time or two in life since I've been in the ministry that I'd preach in the jail. Sometime I'd preach in the local jail over in Louisiana. And I don't know if they don't call them counties, but the parish seat. And I'd go there and preach to those people that were condemned, and they were in jail, and they were going to be sent to Angola, and they would be there waiting until they would finally be shipped over to the penitentiary on the other side of the river. And let me say to you that as I would preach there, I seen some rough customers. I seen one guy with his leg up and a big cast all the way up to his hip, all the way down. I said, well, sir, did you break your leg or something like that? He said, sorta, I got shot. The police shot me. And he said, I said, well, it's a good thing that you didn't bleed to death before they could get to you. He said, I thought I was going to. It's given me some time to stop and think and reflect upon my life. Now, there's one thing about penitentiary people, they're con men. And so I wasn't long until that old boy there, he bowed his head during one of those services. And I didn't see him for several weeks after that. And then I went down to Angola, and for some reason the door opened, and I went there to Angola, and here he comes and said, do you remember me, preacher? You remember me getting saved over there in that jailhouse? And I'll tell you right now is, he says, I was a man condemned, and I came to know the Lord, and as a result of that, it won't matter what they do to me from here on. I want to say to you that that's exactly the way it is. If you're not saved this morning, you're a condemned man, a condemned woman, a condemned boy, a girl. Let me tell you, the Bible teaches that whenever you come to know Christ in the free pardon of sin, there is therefore now no condemnation. I've had people say, well, preacher, how can you be sure that you're going to heaven? Because God said that he saved me and he'd save me right now. And not only that, but he'd fix it right now.
Did you see that? There is therefore now. If you're saved, right now you're not condemned. See? But if you're not saved, it won't matter what kind of religious exercise that you've gone through. If you're not saved by the grace of God, you've got condemnation upon you. And you'd be like some of those men that say, nah, there's not any hope for me. I'm a condemned man. I never did preach in the women. They're too mean, you know. Convict women are way too mean. And I preached one or two of them in jail, but no, convict women, yeah, I never did go over there to that side. I just said all that to be able to say this, but there's a lot of people that are in the world that are sitting in churches this morning that have the sentence of condemnation placed upon them, and they don't even know it. You know, in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that every now and again, there's somebody that we love dearly, passes on from this life to the other side. And let me tell you right now, it's always good and easy to be able to speak in the behalf of a loved one that knows the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's sad enough like that, but boy, what a tragedy that it is when you're preaching for somebody who has no profession of faith, who has no claim on Christ, who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and what a sad day and hour that it is. I like to watch some of those talented movie stars and this and that and all that. I always liked John Wayne in a few of his movies, but do I believe that he's saved? Sorry, no, I don't. I do not believe that he left this world in the Lord. I've got several of the others, and every now and again it'll pop up on one of those little YouTube things, and it'll tell you, this person here believes this, and this one believes that, this one's an agnostic, this one's an atheist. I got to tell you right now is that you don't have to really and truly know nothing about God nor care about God to be successful in this monetary world that we are living in. But if you're ever going to miss hell and make heaven, you're going to have to know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. You know, you're sitting here this morning and I'm looking at you and you're all here dressed up nice and looking on your best behavior, and I appreciate that. But let me ask you, what have you done with Christ? See? Do you realize at all that you'd better awaken to the fact that you've got somebody dear to your heart? It may be your mama, it may be your daddy, your grandpa, your grandma, your aunt, your uncle. It may be a good friend, a good neighbor, somebody, a colleague at work, somebody you went to school with. I guarantee you right now, if you don't know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin, do you realize at all that you'll die without hope, without God one day? And you will suffer under the condemnation that God has given. Now, in this lesson here, you're going to find out that somebody said, well, how do you know you're going to heaven? Because in verse 1, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When you got saved, when I got saved, we're no longer condemned. That's what he said. You know, sometimes people say, well, what if you change your mind? It wasn't my mind that got me in. It was the mind of Christ. It wasn't my life, but it was the life of Christ. That's what he's talking about in the lesson that we're looking at. You're going to find out is that there is therefore now no condemnation. Don't lose your text, but look over in the book of St. John. There's a passage I want you to look at. And when you look into it, you're going to realize and recognize it's in chapter 5, and it's about verse number 24 in the book of St. John. Listen to what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that heareth my word, oh, there's the key to what's going to get you out from under condemnation. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. See that word hath? That's a present tense word. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he hath everlasting life. Not going to have. I'm not working on him. I've already got him. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I got to tell you, it's good to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. It's good to be able to know him as my Lord and my Savior and so forth. Now, let me say to you that a lot of people in this world don't realize and know that if you live without God and you die without God, you're going to spend eternity without God. It's that very simple. And by the way, that whenever you look at people up and down the road of life, every now and again, you know, they get hung up on a better place. We'll see somebody, you know, that was under sin, or somebody that has the mark of sin, and somebody that has no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. I got to tell you right now is that I've seen people that were drunkards and died, and somebody would come up and say, well, at least they're in a better place. Really? You think a drunk that dies a drunk is in a better place? I mean, no. I've seen people, you know, that were womanizers and people that were dope heads, and I've seen people that died under the wages of sin, and I've seen them to where that they finally died, but one of their friends, nobody wants you to go to hell. I've seen some real renegades died without hope and without God, and somebody would walk up and say, well, at least they're in a better place. A better place than where? I got to tell you right now is a live drunkard, a live dope head, a live notorious sinner, as long as he's drawing breath or she's drawing breath, there's hope for them. But when they draw their last breath without the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean this to be ugly, but I do mean it, and it's going to sound ugly. Hey, it could be your mama we're talking about. It could be your daddy we're talking about. We could be your son or your daughter that we're talking about. You see what I'm talking about? Is that we when we're like on vacation, we didn't have all the crew, but some of those waiters and waitresses, I can remember back whenever, you know, if they done a good job, they expected a good tip. Now they just write the gratuity on there for you, and you haven't got to worry about how good or bad it's going to be. That's what they're getting. At least they're going to get. And let me tell you right now is everybody looks from the outside, and they look on the inside, and somehow or another they think, you know, hey, here's a nice, friendly, full of happiness, happy-go-lucky. But you'll never know what all their lives are like until you begin to really talk to them one-on-one. I got to say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it, there's not anybody that ever leaves this world that's in a better place unless they know the blessed person to save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. If you die this world and you go to a better place, it's because you knew the blessed one, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to be able to find out that in Christ, and Christ alone, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, if you're here this morning, you're not in Christ, I don't know why in the name of God you're not. I look out across here, and I'm seeing people that I know that have heard the gospel more than one time. But somehow or another, you haven't yet believed it. I'm hoping God soon will give you faith to believe in what he had to say, and faith to believe that his son gave his life on Calvary's old rugged cross. And when he bowed his head and said, it's finished, and gave up the ghost, he did it, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can remember before I came to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin, I want to tell you what. I can remember when he was knocking on my door heavily, my heart's door, and gave me faith to believe him, and I opened up by grace through faith and trusted him and received him as my Lord and my Savior. What a simplified thing that it is. I can tell you right now, somebody said to me one time, said, preacher, I'd trust Jesus like you're talking about, but what if I'm not happy with it? Well, you're not going to trust right then. I can tell you right now, I know in this world that we're living in, I know a lot of sorry Christians. Now, I'm not talking about you, I don't think. I know a lot of sorry Christians that are in the world. But I have never met a Christian that was sorry they were a Christian. I've never met anybody to say, preacher, you know, I should have just stayed lost without hope, without God. Now, if that be your feeling, then you probably still are. Make no mistake about it, whenever you look into it, you're going to find out religious talkers, they don't fool anybody. Religious walkers, they don't fool. Listen, they may say, Lord, Lord, but it's not he that saith, Lord, Lord, but he doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. In fact is, you're going to find out that it's their walk. Look, if you will, please, in that chapter that we're looking at in verse number 1. He says, there's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And notice, by their walk, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I got to tell you right now, you know, every time we go out of town or something like that, even though it's a Wednesday night, we go to the house of God. Because you know why? I've got grandkids that want to know where's Pawpaw at. Is he out walking with God? Is he out walking away from God? I've got some the excerpts and notes in days gone by when I'd be out of town, be preaching somewhere else, and they'd ask and want to know, hey, listen, where's Pawpaw and why is he not here? See what I'm talking about? I want to say to you that, if you will, don't ever think that these babes don't know where you're at and what you're doing. See, I was thinking about, whenever you begin to look into this, you're going to find out that we know people that talk religiously and they run away from Bible preaching every chance they get. And all that business there. I can't tell you how many people down through the years that I've invited, and sometime we'd, you know, have a dinner on the ground as we have had here before and stuff like that. And I'd have people every now and again call me up and say, preacher, one of your parishioners that I'm kin to has asked me to come and to the dinner on the ground. I want to know, is there going to be preaching? Oh, that scares them. And my answer was always, there will be unless the Lord comes first. Ooh, man, well, if the Lord comes, I may show up then. I said, okay. And if they do, you can have some of those cars. Are you serious? Yeah, we'll not be using them no more. We'll be raptured up and out and all of that. You're telling me, will you go on record and say, I could have your car at lock, stock, and barrel is what I'm telling you, son. See, that's how blinded they are. I mean, there's Miss Jordan's got her a new car. But I guarantee you right now, I wouldn't want to wait until the rapture took place and find out I was left behind, she was gone, and then at least I got this new car. A lot of people think just like that. I'm telling you right now is that I'm carnal enough, though I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm looking for the Lord at any moment. I say with the apostles and prophets, men and women of old, even so, come, Lord Jesus. But I would like to get one more hunt in, one more deer season in if I possibly could. But if it's not the will of the Lord, then let's go home. See? I want to say to you, as we get ready to close down to the short road, you can tell a converted person in verse number 1, here's the reason why. They walk after the Spirit of God. These are people that are walking by faith. These are people that believe what God said in the Bible. These are people that it's real. Let me tell you, make no mistake about it, I believe the Bible from cover to cover. In fact, is I even believe the cover that says Holy Bible on it. I want to tell you something. If you're carnally minded, it'll bring nothing but death. Spiritually minded is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you're going to find out that there's a lot of people up and down the road that have an argument they want to give against the word of the Lord. You can argue all you want to, but you're not going to win when you come standing before God. You're going to hear him say to you, you've been condemned to a devil's hell. Now look in John, St. John chapter 3. Turn quickly there. And let me say to you that, if you will, the reason why the sinner thinks they're living the life of luxury and doing what they want to do, the reason why they feel that way is because there's nobody to withstand them. But make no mistake about it, one of these days, they're going to find out that the flesh can never please God. And in the book of St. John, chapter number 3, and I want you to look about verse number 17. Now, John 3:16, everybody knows that. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is, look at it, condemned already. You're thinking, well, man, preacher, you saying I'm going to be condemned? No, you're already condemned if you don't know Christ, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, if you want to be not condemned, then believe on the Lord Jesus. Receive the Lord Jesus. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, look at that. He that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not interested in walking with him. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not interested in trusting and believing him and acting upon what he said. Now, I want to tell you something. The Bible said if Christ is in you, in verse 10 of our text, if Christ is in you, then you're going to find out that the body is dead, but the spirit is life, and because of he is life everlasting. There is therefore no condemnation, we said in our text verse, to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to tell you, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not shall not see life. I got to say to you, if you're a child of God, you're led by the Spirit of God. And he'll lead you and he'll guide you into all the truth. His word is the truth. Every now and again, you're going to run upon somebody that somehow or another they think that they've got a good classic argument. They say, well, you know, I believe, and sometimes they can't never get a handle on it, because their belief is intellectual. I'm going to tell you, the belief I'm talking about is not that starts in your mind. It's that buddy that God puts deep down inside your innermost being. And with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with his mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I used to go home every day after I'd get off work. And before I got saved, I got to getting under conviction. And I'd lay down at night. And as I'd lay there, I'd go to thinking about God would trouble me. Not just at the church house. He troubled me at the work job. He troubled me up and down the road. I'd get under such conviction, I knew there'd be a big church building on this corner down here. So I'd look the other direction to keep from being reminded of it. I knew there'd be a church building or gathering a little further down the road on this side, so I'd try not to look that direction. But what a blessed day and wonderful day that it was, whenever I couldn't look any other way but unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And when I came to know him in the free pardon of sin, now I look at him in a different thing. I look at some churches and I can tell they're full of false doctrine. And my heart goes out to them, because I know many of them are going to die religious but lost and undone without God. I could ask you this morning in closing, have you yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin? And that is to where that you'll be no longer condemned but converted unto Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, I want to say thank you for all you've done and all that you're doing. I thank you for these men and women and boys and girls that have gathered here. If there's one lost without God, I pray that now you'd trouble them until they find peace with thee. In Jesus' name, we